Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Otis out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Reichardt scores. Piniella goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babacua picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Babacua. May moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy fires to first and picks off Bradford. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Patek moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Kurt Babacua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babacua is 0-1 in the game. Babacua hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-1 in the game. Muser strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. Healy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws May out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Hairston chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hairston. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Otis steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. 1 out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 2 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bebakwa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 2 in the game. Healy strikes out. 1 out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek is hit by the pitch. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to second. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Bradford moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Sharp pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bradford scores. Sharp moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Dick Allen pinch hits for Jerry Hairston. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby fires to first and has Kelly trapped. There's the throw to Patek, who tags Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Hovley pinch runs for Hal McRae. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 3 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 3 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Healy. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Healy steals second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hovley now playing right field. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 3 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Alvarado moves to second. Joe Horner now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Alvarado moves to third. 2 outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bradford strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.